Good morning. It's 9:34 as the sun shines here. Hey, pull off a really nice day, and it's been a while since I've been able to say that. 12 degrees right now. This last day of February. Tell you what, though, I read that news story about the Farmer's Almanac, and I got to call my friends down there. We got to get them back on the air because I'm really not happy with this report, Wayne Beyer. They're saying, well, don't put the shovels away in the, you know, because March could come roaring in here, too. And I guess we know that, right?
Well, you want to know something. It makes for great conditions for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing.
That's true. That's true. So, and you've got, they had to be hitting that heavy this year.
I actually was going to bring that up.
We drove by the chalet the other night. A lot of kids out on the ice. A lot of kids doing the hockey thing.
Yep.
And
yep.
Then I would imagine cross-country skiing and snowshoeing has been kind of popular,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go snowshoeing tonight. You know, the hockey, interesting you bring that up, just because the sun has so much power now. We are just fighting like crazy to try to keep decent ice on the multi-purpose court. And we flooded a couple of times this weekend, but when it gets up into the 20s, it just has a lot of power.
It burns, yeah.
Yeah, so we're kind of fighting a losing battle there sometimes. But the pond is safe for sure, so it is great.
I'm glad you got us back on that track. Folks, we're talking Wapton Parks and Rec. Wayne Beyer stopping in here for our month-end report. We got a lot of stuff coming up in March. I love seeing this.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, the BW Blades and Jim Loken in particular and others had a pond hockey tournament a couple weeks
ago. That's right.
So that was kind of cool to see, and I know that they hope to keep doing that. So kudos to those folks. They did a great job. But, yeah, there's a lot of special events during March, a lot of them groups we work with or just publicize, not necessarily us. But so this Saturday, the Kiwanis Club has their pancake feed. I'm sure they'll have members on here and so forth. That'll be at the community center. So I love that the smell kind of permeates and stays there for a while. I love pancakes. Red Door Art Gallery, it's a big year for them, celebrating their 10th anniversary. They're going to have a celebration at City Brew Hall on Thursday, March 24th from 5 to 9 p.m. The baseball program in Wapton is having a benefit at the community center on March 26th. And then also that same weekend, Southern Valley Figure Skating Show is scheduled at Stern Arena. And see all the great work that the young skaters have done with their annual show. As far as sports, yes, it's March Madness for basketball.
Crazy.
It kind of ends up for us, but we do have the Husky Hoop It Up tournament on March 19th, and our grades 3, 4, 5 youth volleyball program actually starts tomorrow. That'll be 3:30 to 5 at the middle school every Tuesday and Thursday in March. I know Greg will be in and talk more and maybe others about the Neil Heitkamp Ice Fishing Derby, so we're going to try it again, like a lot of things this winter. They get postponed.
He put me in charge of the weather, yep. Wayne. What can I say? It never works out well.
Well, you know, you're just sticking up for those cross-country skiers and snowshoers.
That's true.
Like
that's true.
Before.
Right.
Yeah. But that's 1-3 this Saturday, a great way to introduce young people to ice fishing. The North Dakota State Archery Tournament is March 18th and 19th in Minot. And I just bring that up because those guys and gals work so hard all winter long. They're in the community center every single Sunday. And they're in there in weeknights as well. So good luck to all of them. We have some awesome instructors that dedicate every Sunday, January, February, and March to the program. And they're all afternoons. So.
That's dedication.
Yeah, it is. And it pays off. It's a good lifelong recreation activity. Junior Wildlife Club will be building robin nest boxes. And, yes, robins will be coming back reasonably soon.
Good.
And we love hearing them early in the morning. So they're not quite here yet. But we'll let the Junior Wildlife Club members know about that. North Dakota Hunter Ed classes start at Hughes Shelter on March 28th. And I guess lastly, just like to remind folks that this is a great time of year to trim your trees. It's a way to perform your work of art. So there's just some simple things to remember with those. If you have damaged branches, crossing each other, those are candidates to take out. Runners and walkers appreciate that 8-foot clearance above the sidewalks. Not that we're 8 feet, but some are, you know, lower than that. So that's a simple thing to take care of. And it's just a good time because then with the trees budding this spring and so forth, then they recover fairly quickly and so forth.
Right.
So,
right. So that,
do
yeah.
your tree trimming now.
And be artistic with it. Be creative, like
exactly.
we always
you
say.
Know, you can walk away from it and see a work of art. And they are a natural form of beauty for sure.
How's the running been for you, my friend, with all this snow? I know you, you've been running long enough where you know how to make those adjustments. How's it been?
I haven't missed a night, so but my nights are every other day. So, yeah, I haven't missed any, despite my wife's objections sometimes. And it's been more challenging because sometimes you have to plod through snow.
Yeah.
But, you know, our city crew, I have to give them kudos. They keep those trails open a lot. Our park guys are the same way. So you can go on trails now and at the airport park and Bois de Sioux River Greenway and 16th Avenue, 11th Street. They do a great job. But I've been wearing trail shoes all winter just because there's been so much packed snow that sometimes you run every single step is
that's
treacherous.
That's smart. No, that
maybe
is smart.
Even more so for a 65-year-old. But there's still you just dress right for the conditions. I will say it will be nice sometime not to have to wear face masks and double face masks with a lot of the weather, but that's what I do.
That's coming.
And, so.
All right.
It's actually been a great winter for running.
All right. Wayne, always great to have you in here, my friend. We'll talk to you next month.
All right, Billy.
All right. Keep running. Stay safe. It's 941 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night as black as the coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you.